And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the fall sports season. We are talking volleyball today, and we're joined on the phone lines by coach of the West Holt volleyball team, Katie Boniface. Katie, how's it going, and what's happening over in Huskyland?
It's going good. It's going good. How are you doing?
Doing swell. Thanks for taking the time here to talk about your squad. And, you know, I think probably quite a bit of anticipation for volleyball over there at West Holt with the group of kids you have coming back. A lot of athletic ability from some of these kids, led by a couple of seniors that have been with the program a long time, and then a really talented group of younger kids. So let's just kind of start by talking about what you've seen so far in fall camp.
We're really excited for this next season. We actually have a total of five starters coming back. So I have two seniors. I've got Macy Nemitz and Emily Walnoffer. Really great leadership. And then I've got two juniors, my setter, Lane Smith, and my libero, Addie Caro. They've had a lot of experience as well. And then I've got three sophomores that are on the floor as well, and they've stepped up. I've got Ainsley Gallion, Abby Davis, and Kim Whitlaufer. So we have a really good combination of leadership and some experience and some new blood on the court, too. So we've got a really good combination this year. We're very excited.
Well, it seems to me, Katie, with what you have coming back and watching those kids on the floor last year, you know, really you guys could be fairly multiple offensively and go into left side, right side, or middle on any given set where you had three pretty, you know, equally talented attackers. You weren't reliant upon, you know, one big hitter to take care of most of the points. It's really tougher for defenses to double because you've got the ability to go to any part of the court at any time.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. That's something we really stressed this summer, moving the ball around. And everyone on the court needs to be a weapon, all of them, all six of them. So that is definitely one of our goals for this season. Yes.
So also watching the Huskies last year, you know, in the matches I covered, seeing when you had your most success was when you were aggressive at the service line, and to me one of the stronger serving teams we had around the area last year. Is that a point of emphasis again, is keeping teams you know, kind of on the defensive by using a strong serve?
Oh yeah, definitely. We want our opponents, we want their setters off on every ball. So we've stressed serving again this year. So we've taken our serving to the next level over this summer, so hopefully we can carry that into the season as well. That's going to be something new as well for us.
Well, let's talk about, you know, you mentioned Addie back at the libero spot. Talk about, you know, some of the work you guys have done in camp on back row and on the passing side.
You know, we want to be known for our defenses. That's another one of our goals. Obviously, offense, we want to everyone be a weapon, but defensively, we want our teams to be known for that. So, you know, as far as libero goes, Addie has done a great job of communicating. That's the most important part of, you know, of being that libero, is pumping up the back row and just really talking. And she has done a great job of just kind of being our spark in that back row. The communication of that she does is fantastic.
Well, that back row certainly will be important to try to get you into an offensive rhythm, you know, especially when you're not going to be real oversized up front for the block. You know, Macy has got some height, but really it's going to be probably more of a team blocking concept and trying to get doubles because, you know, the height isn't necessarily there, although the girls do have some pretty good leaping ability.
Yeah, we're not the tallest. We probably won't be the tallest team, but yeah, the block, the combination of my back row defense and the front row blocking together, I think will be pretty solid.
Well, you always, you know, play in that difficult Niobrara Valley Conference. And, you know, as we get to start seeing the Huskies in the early part of the year, what are some of the couple, three keys that you really want the team working on, especially in this early part of the season, since you do have so much experience returning?
Number one, like I said, offensively, everyone will be a weapon on the court. Number two, defensively, nothing drops without effort. And number three, communication. We're going to be talking the whole time. We will always be communicating with each other and what we see on our side and what we see on our opponent's side. So those are three really big goals for us.
Well, we look forward to seeing the Huskies on the floor, have West Holt in the opening matches here on Thursday as taking on Summerlin and Elkhorn Valley. Get you a chance to see a couple teams in Class C2 that are with you, and also a couple of conference teams right away. So we will have that matchup Thursday, the Huskies taking on Elkhorn Valley and Summerlin to start the season. Coach Katie Boniface, the West Holt Husky volleyball team, joining us on KBRB as we preview the fall sports season.